This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A new state report estimates hundreds of thousands of Coloradans have been affected by long COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
People with post-COVID conditions can have a wide range of symptoms. Those may last weeks, months, or even years after infection. The Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare has released its first annual report on the subject. It estimates between 230,000 and 650,000 Coloradans may have been affected by long COVID. The report recommends better data collection and disease surveillance, collaboration between institutions, and improved healthcare access for patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State wildlife officials recently captured two wolves and put GPS collars on them in northern Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife located and tranquilized the two wolves. One of the animals was previously captured 2 years ago and given a tracking device that later failed. Both wolves were fitted with new collars after receiving health exams. Officials say the Walden pack migrated from Wyoming and produced six pups. Residents have reported that the pack has killed at least five cows and two dogs since 2019. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police officers killed a man in the southeast part of the city today. Officers received a call from a woman who said someone was holding a gun and knocking on her door and window. Police records show officers fired at least one shot after the suspect pointed the firearm at them. The man died on scene and no one else was injured. This is CPR News.